4 DLC portable, Easley, South Carolina.
The portable station, this is KB4CBA. Name's David.
CBA, David. KF4DLT. Name here's Pal, Alpha Lima. Portable and Easley, and how am I hitting the machine, David?
KF4DLT, I believe it is. KB4CBA. You're solid in the repeater. You got a little white noise there with you, but it's not bad, and you're 100% copy.
Pretty afternoon. We got the grandkids through Thursday, and they're some of it off. Boy, it's such a pretty day. The temperature is just perfect.
Yes, it is. I played tennis this morning at 9 until 10:30, and now I've got a 6 o'clock game, so, or match, and so I'm headed back to the sports club for some more tennis.
I haven't played much tennis. When I was younger, I did. I played when I lived on Hilton Head Island, but never as much as others did.
A pastor friend of mine, and he went to a church down there, Hilton Head, and he got ranked while he was down there, and they ranked him at a 3-5. And, back then I was playing a lot of singles, and I'd beat him just about every time. he couldn't stand that.
When I lived down there, there used to be, I got my kids hanging out over here, sorry. They had a tournament there every year, the women's tournament there on the island, and that was, it's something watching the pros play. You think that, that we see some good players that you come in contact with, but, then you see the pros play. It's kind of like golf, same with golf or any other sport. Where the pros play, it's a whole different, as they say, ball game.
It's amazing to watch these men and women on the at the U.S. Open play. They're just incredible. Make some incredible shots, and 135 mile an hour serves.
Fascinating thing about it, David. Not only do you see a 135 mile an hour serve, but there's actually a return, and the ball's get knocked back and forth off of a 135 mile an hour serve. So that, again, that's the level of professionalism and skill that it's like hybrid.
Well, basically, you just hold your racket out there, and you might want to use two hands, because all you got to do is just let the ball hit the racket, and it's going to go back over the net unless you're just really holding the racket wrong. Oh, man. But I make it sound easy, but, I probably would be starting to move towards the ball, and it would have already gone by me.
Exactly. Now, are you mobile right now? I forgot to ask. Are you at the house, or are you mobile?
Well, if you can't tell, that's a good thing. I'm mobile, I'll get into a little bit noisier area here in just a minute. I'm on Edwards Road, headed south. So, it gets worse before it gets better.
On site, nothing to do with the machine. I'm not one to judge whether a signal's strong or not. HT is only going to do so much, both transmitting and receiving. So that's how that works out. The repeater is a great repeater. It always has been. And if I recall correctly, that's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club's repeater. Is that correct? Now I'm doing actually putting most of my effort into building a wood shop for my grandson.
Well, need that HF back up. Do you have beams or are you using
an offset antenna that offset dipole that I use for my HF. I've got an ICOM 7300 and the, goodness gracious, it's a solid state 600 amp, 600 watt, excuse me, 600 amp, that's a lot of amps, 600 watt amplifier that I use with it. But again, it's been almost a year since I've been off the air HF-wise.
To totally rebuild mine, everything on it is brand new, but it got hit by lightning, and when I took it down, I found so many problems, I wound up replacing everything. I have a Carolina Wyndham, and it's up, I guess, about 50 feet in the trees. You really can't see it at all. And that's good because I live in a HOA. But I'm on the, it's on the back side of the property, and the property behind us is in another subdivision. So if they can see it, they really can't say anything about it.
I know hams are really good at hiding their antenna. Those wires, they are, I won't say simple to hide, but can be hide. KF4DLT. Younger, 10 and 6, or 10 and 7, and they're the ones that are crawling all over me here wanting Grandpa's attention, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to go ahead and give them a little attention. David, thank you so much for coming back, and I hope the opportunity for us to share another QSO on this frequency presents itself again.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed the QSO, and I still got another probably 6 or 7 minutes. I'll be at the sports club on Congaree. But anyway, I live in Taylor's. But enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your grandchildren. I've got three grandsons. And but anyway, good to talk to you. 73 KB4 CBA Mobile.
Get back to you and your family. All the very best. KB4 CBA KF4 DLB.